You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And good morning once again, everyone, and welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, Heart of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. I am Chad Holmes. We will be joined by Ian Welsh coming up in just a few minutes. But first, we're very happy to welcome back into studio a young lady we've had on previously, Miss Marathon County, Alicia Hoffman. And Alicia, good to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you guys too.
I know that you have been doing some different activities. Before we talk about the specific event that is coming up on Friday that you'll be part of, it seems as though it's not just because you're Miss Marathon County, but you do have a passion for doing good, pushing forward good things, don't you? Is that something that is very important to you?
Yeah, so no matter if I have a title or not, I always do a lot of stuff in the community, from trying to help with soup kitchen dinners to just helping anywhere for any nonprofit, because I like giving back.
I know that I think the last time that you were with us, it was for the raising of school materials, correct?
Yep.
How did that go?
It went great. We were able to give away all of them that were donated. Helped a lot of people.
Again, just to give folks a little bit of an idea about Miss Marathon County, could you talk a little bit about the role and how did you become Miss Marathon County?
So we went through a stages of competition. So there were four of them, from opening to evening number to evening gown to interview. And we did all those stages and we got scored. And then whoever got the most was crowned the winner.
What was it like when you were announced as the winner?
A little bit surprising at first and just taking in, but I've been having a great year and just meeting people in the community.
When did you get crowned and when did you start the role?
So it would be this June, so this last summer.
Okay, so you're not quite halfway through your it's a year-long process,
yep.
Right? Is there any other levels or ladder? Because I know sometimes there'll be a local event and then you go to statewide and nationwide and worldwide and everything else. Is there anything else involved in this for you, or is this?
So it will be next year for going for Miss Wisconsin. That'll be the next step up.
Well, let's talk about the event that is coming up on Friday, because that's why you're here and you wanted to spread the word about a special event coming up Friday from 3 until 8 p.m. at the Town Hall in Ringle. This time it's about an animal shelter. Could you talk a little bit about how you got involved in this?
Yep. So I got in contact with the one who organized it, because I'm also a vendor there for that event. So our vendor fees will go towards the animal shelter with helping for supplies, anything they need for supplies in general, and then a portion of my profits that I make from that weekend, from that day, are actually going to go to another nonprofit in the area.
Okay, very good, and especially this time of year, because when you think about the animals, wintertime is rough for them, just like it is for some of us human beings, isn't it?
Yeah.
In terms of this, is this a brand new shelter? Is it a shelter that's been open already?
So I believe they've been open for at least a little bit already, and it's just a smaller shelter where they don't get a lot of help with stuff around there too much. My grandparents live over there, so I'm familiar with the area, and it's kind of a smaller community like some areas around here.
Sure.
And it's just, they kind of struggle sometimes, and that's what they want to do with all the vendor fees, just have them go towards that.
It looks like there's a number of different activities going on. It says that there's going to be hot chocolate, and I think with the temperatures the way they are supposed to be this week, it's a good thing. Warm apple cider, fresh baked goods. It looks like a lot of different kinds of activities.
Yep.
What else will be going on with this fundraiser?
So it is also pet friendly, and then also Santa will be there. So if you have kids, bring kids out, take pictures, and just come look around and shop local artisans and vendors around your area and support their small business.
That is fantastic. Always fun to have Santa Claus there for the kids and to be able to take pictures. And you mentioned that you're a vendor. There's going to be a number of vendors at this event.
Yeah, so there's going to be a bunch of us. There are vendors there that are going to be spread out in the facility. And then I will have a bin separate from other ones. I also have a raffle going on. So however much, if you get anything from the stand or donate towards that nonprofit that I talked about earlier, You'll be entered in so many times to win a raffle drawing.
Oh, very, very good. And of course, being into the month of December, it's time to start getting some of those Christmas gifts lined up earlier rather than later. And with these local craft vendors, you can get one-of-a-kind Christmas gifts, homemade items, stocking stuffers, all perfect for the last-minute holiday gifts as well. And it said that friendly pets are welcome. That's what I see on the flyer. But also something that's mentioned there is that it's important that the pets, the dogs especially, are up to date on their vaccinations.
Yeah. So they just want to make sure to be safe on that, and then just make sure they don't jump on people too much. And that's what they mean by that.
And again, all the proceeds of this event will be benefiting Saving Strays Cat Rescue. And again, I think it's really wonderful here that when we've had you on to be able to talk about some of these events that are helping some of the maybe the more rural areas. Again, you've kind of talked about that. That seems to be a bit of a focus as well, because that's where you come from.
Yeah, I come from rural outside of town in the area by where I am. And I also travel around to other areas for competitions for rodeo during the summer and stuff sometimes. So I always try to get back to local, smaller communities.
And you're based in Athens, if I yep. remember correctly. Very, very good. I imagine the folks in Athens are very proud that you got this Miss Marathon County.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very good. So, again, just to recap, give us the details again on this event coming up on Friday.
So it's at Ringgold Town Hall. If you go on 29 and get off right at the exit, it's really close to that. But it's from 3 to 8. All of our vendors are going to be there and start setting up. We set up at 1:45, so we're ready to go by the time you guys show up at 3. And just come out, talk to people, and visit, and then take pictures and bring your kids.
Terrific. Again, that's Friday from 3 until 8. Treat Skis with Santa, a holiday fundraising for Saving Strays, hosted by Hope for Life Animal Advocacy. And that's Hope F-U-R, F for Life Animal Advocacy. We will have details as well on this event on our show page, where you can get the podcast and be able to listen to our discussion and get links to further information as well. So hopefully be able to help have a great cause here and really spark the Christmas season. Alicia, again, thank you for popping on by, and continued success in your travels and all the great events you're doing as Miss Marathon County.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick timeout. We have a top-of-the-hour news update coming up, and then more with Ian and myself. It is the WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning. The time is 7:23. Bit of light snow falling in areas of north central Wisconsin. Temperature stands at 14 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. It is Tuesday, December the 2nd of 2025. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Joining me across the way, behind the glass, is our in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Yeah, the snow is falling.
Okay if I say it?
Yeah, you can say it.
Happy birthday, Jed. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yep.
I know Pat Kreitlow announced it earlier, because now everybody knows.
Well, yeah. Thank you. As I get older, it's like, oh, boy. another number on the tally board. But no, it's great that to hear, and thank you very much. Something I wanted to mention here as well as we get underway, it is Giving Tuesday. And Civic Media is really putting their arms around Giving Tuesday. It's an opportunity to show generosity to some really great nonprofit organizations. And it doesn't have to be just the nonprofit organizations that we are spotlighting on our website. If you go to our website, wxco.fm, there is a link for Giving Tuesday. And all the stations on the Civic Media Radio Network have on their websites a certain area organizations that they are spotlighting. And here, we've decided to spotlight three different organizations. And they are organizations that we have had contact with, either through this program or other ways as well, and wanted to show the folks around Central Wisconsin that these are very worthy of your support here on Giving Tuesday. And if you go to the, again, our Giving Tuesday page at WXCO.FM, you have the Good News Project. And, of course, we've talked so many times to Christine Daniels, the executive director of the Good News Project. In fact, I think she's scheduled to come back in this week, so we'll be talking to her. But they've done so much around here and also around the world, basically. So the Good News Project is one of our featured organizations. Also, you have NAMI, National Alliance on Mental Illness, Northwoods, again, located right here in Wausau.
Yes, it is.
We've had an opportunity to speak to NAMI Northwoods about what they've been accomplishing here in Central Wisconsin in terms of advocacy, education, support, and public awareness so that all individuals and families affected by mental illness can build better lives. And also on our page is the women's community. And for so many years, the women's community has been at the forefront in so many important ways. The women's community, in terms of tracking domestic violence and sexual assault, stalking, trafficking, and they are providing a safe, confidential shelter for those looking to escape dangerous home situations. They provide 24/7 phone support, advocacy, child services, employee assistance, and education. We've had Executive Director Jane Graham Jennings here on this program talking about the services and why they're essential to keeping our community safe. So again, please, here on this Giving Tuesday, go to WXCO.FM, and you'll see on our at the top of the page there's a carousel of different promotions talking about what we do here. And one of the carousels is for Giving Tuesday. Click on that. It'll take you to our Giving Tuesday page, and then we'll have links to all of these organizations, information on all these organizations, and then also a chance to hit a Give Today link. And it'll be your opportunity to give to one. Hey, how about all of those organizations?
It would be
wonderful for you to click on the Give Today for all three of those organizations here on Giving Tuesday. And also, I want to say as well, those are not the only three organizations that are worthy of your support. You may know of another organization that's been important within your life or within the lives of people that you care about. On this Giving Tuesday, give to them as well. This is just three examples that we wanted to highlight because we've had the previous relationships with these organizations. But if you do have the opportunity here, you know, in the next few moments, just go to WXCO.FM and again, find that carousel picture of Giving Tuesday. Click on it. It will take you right to our Giving Tuesday page, and you'll be able to get all the information you need and then hopefully take that next step. Hit the Give Today button and do your part here on this Giving Tuesday.
Every little bit helps, absolutely.
It does. And
these organizations are very important and very essential for helping our community.
You're exactly right. And also, I'm very proud that Civic Media for the second straight year is doing this, that it's not just WXCO. If you go to any of our stations around the Civic Media Radio Network, you will have a Giving Tuesday page on all the stations, and you'll be able to see maybe different areas and some of the organizations out there as well. If you wanted to learn a little bit about so many groups and people that are doing positive things within their own communities and within the state of Wisconsin. But we're very proud on our Giving Tuesday page for 98.9 WXCO to be highlighting the Good News Project, NAMI, Northwoods, and the women's community. And this page will be up throughout the week, so it doesn't necessarily have to be today. But being officially Giving Tuesday, I think it would be a wonderful thing to do here today, is to make even a small donation, because these folks need your support and able to continue doing the work that they do each and every day. So it is Giving Tuesday, and your chance to make a positive difference in the lives of people here in Central Wisconsin.
Absolutely.
The time is almost 7:30. We have an information update coming up, and then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. We'll be back at 7:52 here on 98.9 WXCO. Welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. With Ian Welsh, I am Chad Holmes. Hey, real quickly, Ian, again, we are in the midst of our grown-up Christmas list, multi-state, multi-station text-to-win contest Civic Media. And this is one of the hours where you can text in by pulling up your Civic Media app, opening up the 98.9 WXCO part of the app, and then hitting the text button. And the keyword for this hour is...
Yes?
Chance.
Chance.
C-H-A-N-C-E. Chance.
Like a Monopoly. We have the chance card.
Yep. And you have a chance, if you do send it in, to win a $200 daily prize and then also be part of the final drawing for a great prize package for the grown-up Christmas list. So again, a chance. So pull up that Civic Media app right now and send it in by opening up the WXCO part, because we want a lot of these to come in from WXCO.
We would appreciate if we get a little more traffic our way.
Yep, exactly right. I want to spend a couple moments talking about some of the news of the day. Mandela Barnes, the former lieutenant governor of Wisconsin, former candidate for the United States Senate, announced that he will be a Democratic candidate for governor of Wisconsin. So that's half a dozen Democrats who are looking to replace Tony Evers as governor of Wisconsin. And I wanted to kind of talk a little bit, because I have noticed that with different candidates, there seems to be a different bar they need to get over in order to get full-throated support for their run for office. And there's been, I think, more than a few folks talking, well, I don't know if Mandela Barnes can win. I mean, he lost by 1 point to Ron Johnson in 2022. And there seems to be a little bit of a, I would call it a hypocrisy with certain candidates compared to others.
Do tell.
Earlier in this hour, on Pat Kreitlow's program, in the first segment of the hour, he was talking to Brian Lemke, who is the executive director of Defend the Vote. Terrific organization, doing a lot of good work. Lemke was asked by Pat about the 3rd Congressional District and the Democratic race, which has multiple candidates, and he full-throatedly endorsed Rebecca Cook. And Rebecca Cook has run twice previously. The first time around in 2022, she did not win the Democratic primary.
Right.
The second time around, she did win the Democratic primary, but lost to Derek Van Orden, and now she's running again. And Brian Lemke gave some, you know, some good points about why he and his organization have endorsed Rebecca Cook against the other Democrats in this race. But it is the third time around for Rebecca Cook, and I have not heard the same hand-wringing when it comes to Rebecca Cook than it has for some other candidates. In fact, Mandela Barnes, there's been a lot of hand, oh, I'm not sure, would it be best for him to run? Would it hurt the Democrats? Can he win? Blah, blah, blah. And even here in North Central Wisconsin, the last time around, there was a race for the state assembly between Pat Snyder and Yi Leng Zhang. And for whatever reason, there's been some rumblings, and again, I don't know all the details on this, but I just have heard some rumblings that that some folks in Madison with the party have said, well, I'm not sure that Yi can win the next time around, when I just find it to be ridiculous, when I think he got a lot of energy and a lot of support in that race against an incumbent in Pat Snyder. But whether or not Yi runs again, I don't know. I mean, I've heard some rumbles about him running for even statewide office. So actually going to be talking to Yi, maybe bring it up
very gently, but we're going to be talking about a special event going on with the Hmong community. But I may bring up a little politics when he comes in, coming up here in the next few days. But I just found odd that we have in these situations. Again, I'm not saying this is automatic, because there's many different reasons you can either be for or against somebody either running or voting for them in the end. Mm-hmm. But I do think that sometimes that folks who are within minority groups have a higher bar to get over. Why does Rebecca Cook get to run a third time and not have the same idea that, well, she should have won the last time against Derek Van Orden, maybe we should go in a different direction as compared to Mandela Barnes or Yiling Zhang, who ran, I think, very good races and lost narrow races, and the idea for them, well, we're not sure they can win. Again, I just find sometimes that you have...
I just see the hypocrisy.
I just think that you have people that may look differently, and they're treated a little bit differently in this situation. And also, the conversation with Mr. Lemke, with Pat earlier in this hour, you had him, who is based out of Washington, D.C. I have noticed that, and again, you got to raise money. You have to raise money in order to be able to run, I think, successfully for office.
Of course.
But I think Rebecca Cook seems to have a very good relationship with a lot of these national organizations that bring in some money for her campaign. And this Defend the Vote organization is a Washington-based organization. It's not a Wisconsin-based organization. It's not a Western Wisconsin-based organization. So, again, I think that when you look at candidates, don't fall into the trap, oh, Rebecca Cook has all these endorsements. Well, where are these endorsements coming from? Are they coming from folks in Western Wisconsin? Are they coming from folks in Wisconsin? And again, when you hear people talk about either Mandela Barnes or anybody else, well, maybe he's not the strongest candidate. Maybe he shouldn't be running. Again, where are these voices coming from? I'm just saying, and I'm very happy. I have not made a decision on either support or non-support for any of these candidates on the Democratic side for governor in Wisconsin, but I do think that Mandela Barnes is a voice that is a good voice to be part of this race, and that it's going to be a very interesting race over the next number of months as we get into 2026 and the wide open race for governor of Wisconsin.
Yep. Haven't seen the political ads yet.
I have seen one
there for Alfonso.
Yes, I saw again last night, and actually I may touch on this because I found it in an odd place last night. I got home last evening, I'm watching something, and I saw a Michael Alfonso spot, again, the spot with him and Donald Trump. So
my family
and
I see it during Wheel of Fortune the last few times.
I mean, you got to say, somebody is getting that money for maybe out-of-state interest, I think maybe Michael Alfonso, but we'll wait and see on that. We'll be back at 8:22 here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning once again, everyone, and welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. With Ian Welsh, I am Chad Holmes. It is snowing here in downtown Wausau at our downtown studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. It is a temperature of 14 degrees. Again, another chilly start here in north central Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. The funny thing is, though, I'm looking at the National Weather Service forecast for today. And it says, mostly cloudy. Doesn't say anything about snow. There's nothing about snow in the forecast. Then it's a 30% chance of snow later tonight. But right now, according to the National Weather Service forecast, it should not be snowing. But yet it is snowing, so.
A nice little surprise And it's not even winter yet.
I know it, huh?
Not officially yet.
Yeah, but we've got snow out there now. So
yeah, the official first day of winter is the 21st.
That's exactly right. But
which I think is a little weird, because personally, I think that, you know, the seasons revolve around a three-month period. You know, December, January, and February are winter. March, April, May is a spring, obviously. June, July, and August is summer. And September, October, November is fall. So
it makes a little bit of sense.
Technically, I think winter has already started. But
you mentioned earlier that you've seen the Michael Alfonso commercials, what, during Wheel of Fortune, you said?
I've seen that had four times over the last a few days. And it's like, and the first time I'd never seen it before, so I watched it, I'm like, oh boy.
Well, the thing is, as well,
a few more times, it's like,
I saw it during the Packer game on Thanksgiving. So,
and they got to stop using the word radical. It seems to be the word that they like to use. It's it's the radical left, all these
the radical
ideas.
I know. I do find it interesting because last night I got home and I turned on Pluto TV. You know what Pluto TV is? You know, all these old, like, channels and stuff like that. You can watch old shows. And I was watching.
Yep, I know what that is.
I was watching the Riff Tracks channel. And all of a sudden, a Michael Alfonso commercial comes on. I'm thinking, I'm watching Riff Tracks. I want to laugh. I want to have fun here. And I get a Michael Alfonso commercial. But then it kind of coming to, you know, you bring up Wheel of Fortune. I mean, Wheel of Fortune is one of the, I think, probably one of the more expensive local programs. Because it's a very popular show on Channel 12 every weeknight. I mean, to put a commercial on during the Packer-Detroit game on Thanksgiving was probably not the cheapest. So my first thought is that Michael Alfonso, 25-year-old, I'm familiar with Michael. I broadcast Newman football, and he was a part of the Newman Catholic football team just not too long ago. Huh. But it does, and he's the son-in-law of former congressman and current Secretary of Transportation, Sean Duffy. It looks to me, and again, this is just from the outside, just watching these commercials and seeing, I think, a very slick commercial that was put out, that he does have some money behind him. And I think they're trying to use that money maybe to scare off some other potential challengers for the Republican nomination in the 7th Congressional District to try and replace Tom Tiffany. So, again, coming out early, and I think trying to show his strength is Alfonso and his campaign to, again, say, hey, this is going to be my Republican nomination to replace Tiffany. I'm going to be very, very curious to see whether or not that it does do what they, I think, are trying to accomplish here early in the campaign. So
we'll have to wait and see.
Yes, we will. Also want to remind you that starting next Monday, December 8th through Christmas Eve, it's the WXCO Holiday Giveaway, your chance to win a great holiday prize from a local business each weekday during the WXCO Morning Report here at 6:52, 7:22, 7:52, or 8:22 a.m. At some point each morning, Ian and I will open up the phone lines for you to call in and win if you are the designated caller.
That's right.
And we got so many great local businesses on board for this terrific prize opportunity.
So many.
Four Seasons Gulf of Wausau, Knowlton House, Lunar Light Awakening, Mulligal, ISO Games, The Wellness Way, The Chocolate Shop, Naturally Up North, Forward Beverage Company, Mullins Cheese, Homestead on 52, Return to Health, Endgame Inc., Whimsy and Wonder Toys, The Mill Yard, Match 101 Pub, The Mint Cafe. So again, you'll have a chance to win a great prize from one of those local businesses each weekday during the WXCO Morning Report starting next Monday, December 8th through Christmas Eve. Note the phone number, 715-814-9330, and be ready to call in and win with us here at 98.9 WXCO.
So, that's right.
Yep, we are looking forward to that. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right, it's time for our number for the day quiz.
Yes.
You were correct yesterday, so you are
one for one.
One for one so far this week. Today, it involves AI.
Oh, yes.
There's a survey out, and the number for the day is, what percentage of American adults think AI's impact on the country will be positive in the next two decades?
Positive.
So what percentage of American adults think that AI's impact on the country will be positive in the next two decades?
Okay, what are my choices?
Your choices are 12%. 17%, 22%.
Okay, not very high numbers.
No, they're not. So 12%, 17%, or 22%.
Percentage of American adults who believe that AI will be a positive impact.
Yep. Over the next two decades.
Okay, I'm going to say... Final guess, I'm going to say 17%. Final answer, I'm going with a 17.
Percentage of American adults who think AI's impact on the country will be positive in the next two decades is 17%.
A 2 out of 2.
2 out of 2.
It's not easy to do, so I'm off to the...
You are off to a flying start. Well, have a great rest of your Tuesday.
You too, Chad. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Have a great day.
And keep it right here. We have more Mornings with Pat Kreitlow coming up here on 98.9 WXCR.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.